And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
Anthony, Rose, what up, Doe? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in, center stage, on the mic.
We got to figure a way to put it on wax.
What do we do? We get a people! What they want. Big Friday show today. Of course, the Cowboys lost, but we're not going to talk the whole time about the Cowboys. That's not what we do here. We've got some very interesting NBA basketball games. We've got a full weekend of NFL and college basketball and NBA to preview for you. And there's some huge news. Something I predicted would happen, happened. Something I knew in my soul was going to happen, happened. Something I knew I could just feel happened. Nikola Jokic is trash. We're going to get to that. Is this your king? We're going to get to all of that. So much to discuss today. We've got some great NBA action. We've got a fight this weekend. We've got a full slate of NFL games this weekend. But we start with Thursday Night Football in Chicago. You remember the Eagles just lost to the Dolphins, leaving the NFC East wide open. The Cowboys would take advantage of that, right? Nope. They lost to the Bears. The Bears put up 31 points on the Cowboys, who needed this win. Jalen, what is happening to the Dallas Cowboys?
So there's levels to this as it relates to the dysfunction and the bad play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start first with the general manager, who happens to be Jerry Jones, who's decided over 10 years that he wanted to keep Jason Garrett as the head coach. The same general manager that spent so much money on the defense. D-Law got paid. My namesake, Jalen Smith, got paid.
Yep.
They was out there missing tackles. Over 50% of the Bears' offense was on yak after a missed tackle.
Good point.
That's where he spent the bread. Didn't pay Dak. Decided to pay Zeke, who was smart enough to hold out and force the team's hand. He starts off the game rumbling. They get behind, stop feeding him. And so for those people that want to pile on Jason Garrett, who's always been what I consider an average coach, I just must say this. You have to look at their now owner as well. Oh, that's right. That's the same person. Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
When they lose, when they win, at the bottom of the screen, the first thing I see is press conference from Jerry Jones up next. Thoughts on the game. Do you realize how much that undermines your entire situation? Do y'all think he's now going to go out and pay Lincoln Riley $75 million and give him all autonomy and fall back and let him make decisions? That's not going to happen. That's why Jason Garrett is still there. And one last thing. So you mean to tell me an offense that ain't getting it done, a defense that ain't getting it done, you're going to fire Jason Garrett during the season and get Rob Marinelli to coach? Let me tell you the last time he coached football. My Lions! My Lions! And you know what the record was? Meow! 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 We was 0-16! You can't give him the job. And Kellen Moore, you can't give him the job. So, come on now. They still first place in their terrible division. They have a chance to still host a playoff game. Let's watch and see how this thing plays out during this dysfunction.
So, we watched the game last night. You see how bad the Cowboys looked last night, but they've looked bad all season long. They do have six wins, but let's take a look at exactly who they have wins against. When you look at their opponents, they have six wins against below 500 teams. Teams that are better than 500. We're just talking about better than 500. We're not talking about, you know, the best of the best. Better than 500, they're 0-6. Look at those numbers, Jalen. This team is just flat out not that good, yet they could still host a playoff game. But keep in mind this. Yes, they could host a playoff game. Yes, it'll be in Jerry's World. Yes, it'll be a big game. Yes, it'll rate really well. But that could be against a wild card team in the NFC, which will likely be the 49ers or the Seahawks. They're going to get blown out in the playoffs even if they do host a game, right?
Pretty much. They don't deserve to get in based on the ineptness of a team that can't beat somebody that's plus 500, but they feast on those teams that's below 500. Mm-hmm. And so why do they lead our show? Because they have a star on their helmet. They had a market employee that called themselves America's team. And by the way, when I was little, I used to like when their offensive line, by the way, their offensive line not even producing, but I used to like when their line used to go to the line of scrimmage, get down to 3-point stands. Blue 16, and then stand up, look left and look right, look and get back in their stands. That was dope. But with that being said, this team has been average, and yes, they have a legit chance to still make it to the playoffs, but they've underperformed as players. They have the worst kicker in the game. He's missed 10 kicks. He missed one yesterday. He kicked one out of bounds. That's on the GM. All that's on the GM.
Well, to the flip side, we haven't celebrated the Bears at all. And remember Mitchell Trubisky, we got taken out of the game, and Matt Nagy was giving him a little rub on the shoulder, and it seemed like really sad. It seemed like Mitchell Trubisky wasn't going to be the future of the franchise for the Bears. Mitchell Trubisky, since then, has played well. Three straight games, he's gone out and performed pretty well for these Bears. Do you think Trubisky is the franchise quarterback in Chicago?
I think that remains to be seen. And by the way, props to Allen Robinson. He caught two touchdowns. He's been balling. I mentioned Cordell Patterson. I love that play where he shed a couple of tackles and got him a big first down. But we're going to put so much on the quarterback, and rightfully so. But just like in Dallas, the money went to the defensive players. They got Khalil Mack. They dealt with some injuries on that side of the ball. But still, they need the defense to hold it down and then Mitchell Trubisky be a manager. Not the other way around. But he was able to play well the last three games, as you noted. Three TD games last night. And when you look in the rearview mirror as somebody that has a favorite team that plays in the division of the Bears, I have to say this into a microphone that's really important.
What's that?
They ain't had many all-time great quarterbacks.
No.
They ain't had too many all-time great quarterbacks.
When you think about it, it's like Jim McMahon. it's like the last great Bears quarterback. Like, you know.
Like Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler
you start looking at stats of guys who had three touchdown passes in multiple games, like he's on that list with those guys. So if I'm Chicago, I'll be a little patient with Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, the Rockets went into Toronto and played the Raptors, and we suspected that maybe that Toronto nightlife would cut into James Harden's performance a little bit, but it wasn't just that that limited him. See how they doubled him? They did a new gimmicky defense against James Harden. Just double him right when he gets over the half-court line. He only had 23 points and just 3 assists, which seemed to work. However, the Rockets did end up with the victory. Jalen, what do you think about this strategy against James Harden to just double him when he gets over the half-court line?
So it all depends on the personnel. In particular, if you have an athletic guy that you use to play a small ball for a lot, like Pascal Siakam, he could be a double guy and a rotation guy. Serge Ibaka could be a guy that does it, depending on the situation. Players like Powell, OG Anunoby could possibly do it. I'm not upset with getting the ball out of the hands of the best player. The key is the rotation. Yeah. And so this is why you add Russell Westbrook. Because now he's a guy you swinging the ball to. And he's so fast, he's knifing through the defense when he decides to attack. As opposed to selling for jump shots, because he's basically missed almost every jump shot he's taken the last handful of games. But when he's slashing, you know, all of a sudden look up and he got a triple-double. He's making some plays and it's enough to win. And McLemore, you got to give him a lot of credit resurrecting himself in Houston.
Yeah, McLemore had 28 points, which is somewhat a function of them doubling Harden. But also, you mentioned Westbrook. Westbrook has been not that efficient of late. Sure, he had a triple-double, but he has missed 43 shots over the last two games. He was 7 of 30 and 7 of 27 last night. Jalen, he can't keep doing this, right?
I got an important question for you, and I know you don't like follow-up questions.
I don't like follow-up questions,
when you
but go
say,
ahead.
When you say he can't do this, do you mean he can't continue to miss this many shots?
Yes.
Or do you mean he can't continue to take this many shots when he's missing?
It's same thing. Like, he can't keep putting up 30 shots a night and only hitting 7 of them. Like, that is not how NBA basketball works in today's day and age. I cannot imagine that Mike D'Antoni walks away from this game and says, "Don't worry, we got to win. You go ahead and miss 20 more shots next time we go out there."
You need him to stay aggressive. I actually disagree with you. And if you
really?
Look up at the end of the season and he's shooting 35%, that's just what it's got to be. There was a year Allen Iverson shot 38-39%, and he actually won MVP that year.
He wasn't playing with James Harden.
I need Russell Westbrook to continue to be aggressive.
Well, he's aggressive. Well, we all have certain players. We have certain players that we pick as our guys. And one of the guys that you picked early on was Rui Achimura, the rookie for the Wizards. The Wizards got a big game from Achimura, and they got a win against the 76ers. The 76ers had 21 turnovers in a game against a team that they should have easily handled. Jalen, was this more positive for the Wizards, or was it more negative for the Sixers?
As your brother, I'm going to give you a guy.
Because
you ignore the San Antonio Spurs so much, you didn't get a chance to really appreciate this guy. And Bertans started off that game on fire. 6-3.
He shoots like 66% from three this year. It's crazy. He's the best shooter in the game. Forget Steph Curry. Bertans is that guy.
So you can draft him on your squad and put him up on the wall if you want to. But let me say something else funny about him. So when you hit 6 threes in the first quarter, that's the gift and the curse. Because if somebody that was watching that game, let me tell you what else he did. He shot a couple of air balls, too. He continued to be aggressive, and I was dying laughing. I appreciated that. But let's talk about Hachimura for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you're going against a front line of Horford and Embiid, for him to play the way he did, to play as physical as he did and hold it down, Joel Embiid was turnover prone. He had 8 turnovers in the game.
So many
Horford
for a big
barely
man.
Made double figures. Absolutely. I want to give the Wizards a lot of credit because they're a team that's shown that they can score. They just can't stop anybody. They put up 119 against the Philadelphia 76ers.
They have one of the highest rated offenses in the league, but they just cannot stop anybody. And, like, if you're not paying close attention, that 6-7-8 spot in the East is just up for anybody. Like, anybody could take that. The Wizards could mess around and put together a nice little run and end up in the playoffs really quick. Jalen, it is now time for news that matters. Jalen, I don't eat too much fast food, but when I do, I like some Chipotle, the barbacoa I really enjoy. And Chipotle has a very interesting management strategy for their employees. If you call out sick from Chipotle, they now have nurses that will come to your home and evaluate whether you are sick or just hungover. Jalen, do you support this policy?
I'm conflicted. I
really?
Truly am. Because as an undercover boss, I wouldn't be mad at this.
Mm-hmm.
As a worker, a client, and an employee, I would dislike this so very much. It seems like an invasion of privacy.
A little bit.
But ultimately, you're trying to protect your bottom line. If I had to call it a boss move, I have to say it is.
Here's the thing. Anyone that ever went to high school knows how to fake being sick. Like, you can send all the nurses, you can send the best doctors in the world. I can fake being sick like nobody else. Everybody's done this in school. Everybody knows how to fake being sick. If I call out from Chipotle and they tell me a nurse is coming, I will fake it really quickly and really well. Jalen, he didn't just not score 20 points. Nikola Jokic, everyone's sexy pick for the MVP this summer, had 6 points against the Knicks. Again, 6 points. Is this your king? Is this your MVP? Is this your king, Jalen Rose? You were one of the people that said he was going to be the MVP. Is this your king?
Well, on the other side, I said the Knicks was going to have a record similar to the Nets. not necessarily make the playoffs, but a record that's similar, and they're better without Kyrie Irving. This is a classic example of me being a diehard ride or die fan and supporter, and you're being a die easy one. He was an MVP candidate last year. He helped lead the Nuggets to a number two seed. They still have a great record in the West this year. You're analyzing his stat line alone, not necessarily the wins.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're going to not be a fan? He's not your guy anymore?
Oh, he's just not my guy. Like, he, you know what? He's going to be out the league soon. I'm done. The stretch mark five, he's eating too much. You see him coming to camp out of shape. He played basketball all summer. But they talk about Zion being the second heaviest in the game. They need to put him on a scale. He's got, look at his last five games. This is the MVP, your MVP, your king, Jalen Rose. Look at his last five games. 8.4 points, 38%. Just look at that guy. Look at him mouth breathing. Look at him. Jalen Rose, is this your king?
Team game. Who's balling around him? I see Harris get some games in. I see Murray get his games off.
Look at that.
I see Barton get his games off. I see Millsap put in some work. Grant making threes now. He's surrounded by a cast. Once he gets going, that's what's going to catapult him.
He can't even get assists. If he's surrounded by so many good players, how come he's getting 10 assists? What happened to Jokic? They used to run the offense through him. He was supposed to revolutionize the position. He was the second coming of Sabonis, even though Sabonis got his own kid in the league. But where is all of that? When's the last time you saw a highlight pass? When's the last time you saw him thread the needle? When's the last time you saw him score 35 points? It just doesn't happen anymore. Something happened to Nikola Jokic this summer. I don't know what it is, but something happened.
I know what it is. Like you told Fat Joe, when his album came out and he felt like his bars were up to parlay with everybody else in the industry, you reminded him, he said on the song that he found Pun's rap book.
Yeah.
I think what happened to the Joker is you spoke into a microphone so many days and you compared your game to his. Your team lost in rec league. You had some 0 point games. You claimed him. You said y'all body tights was alike.
I look better.
You did all
with my shirt off than Nikola Jokic. That's the problem. I look better with my shirt off than a professional NBA basketball player that everyone's picking as the MVP, including Jalen Anthony Rose. And you know, we're talking about Jokic because he's trash, but what's really trash is the New York Knicks.
That's still my guy.
Four wins. They have four wins on the entire season, Jalen. Four wins. And they're not even competing. Do you think Fizdale gets fired? Do you think they're tanking? What do you think they do?
I don't believe that they should fire Fizdale because like the Dallas Cowboys. So here's what I was thinking watching the Cowboys last night.
What was that?
They're the Knicks of the NFL. And here's what I mean. We're going to overinflate when they do well or poorly. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it's truly a reflection at the top with their ownership. Changing the GM and changing the coach is not going to change the dynamics of their squad. And you know, the Knicks have a similar record to the Golden State Warriors. And we're not talking about them. You know why? Because they just won five Western Conference championships and three NBA championships. So for the Knicks, again, you do want to see the individuals perform better. When you take each guy in isolation, I expected more out of Julius Randle. I did. Yep. I expected more out of Dennis Smith Jr. I truly did. Just like I expect more out of the Cowboys players, and they're not delivering. That's why I compare both of those squads. But I don't think changing David Fizdale as the head coach is going to all of a sudden resurrect the season. However, I would like to see Trier get some minutes.
Well, Jalen, moving on to a team and a player that's actually performing well. Devin Booker had 44 points for the Suns as they beat the Pelicans. The Suns are now sitting at 10-11, which is not a great record, but that you can compete for the eighth spot with that kind of record. What did you like from Booker and the Suns last night?
See, the thing I like about him is now he's able to mix up his game. Before, when we used to show highlights of him, they were all 3-point shots. And also, he has somebody to run with in Kelly Oubre, who snuck out of Washington, is playing quality minutes for them. Devin Booker came right into the league showing that he could put up numbers. But now they have an infrastructure. And like you said, this is a David Jacoby-ism. Mark it down, everybody that can hear my voice.
What'd I say?
They did an amazing job, James Jones did, of getting all of the white castaways from other teams to come to Phoenix and play quality minutes. And that's
Rubio,
what I see.
Baines. Sarich, Kaminsky, all the white guys that everybody gave up on, the Suns just brought them right in. They brought them right in. They really did. So Kelly Oubre, who you mentioned, he had a dunk that I know you wanted to look at on the program, Jalen Rose. Why was putting this dunk on the show so important to you?
Kelly Oubre, a lefty, and I've always tried to give him props and blow him up. He's from New Orleans, so he got a chance to play against his hometown team. But look at Brandon Ingram in this picture. You remember you asked me, have I ever been dunked on?
Yes.
It's because I said no. It wasn't because I'm the fastest or I'm the highest jumping. Mm. It's because I'm a great decision maker.
You get out
he
the way.
He had no chance. He had no chance to block that. No.
You got to be a better decision maker.
That was not
a better decision maker.
Look, that he's gone. Yeah. He's gone.
You know what?
Jalen, and on the left side.
I'm convinced that you've never been dunked on. We've been asking for 7 years for someone to provide footage of you being dunked on. But I also now have a new test. Have you ever blocked a dunk?
I would hope from, yes, yes.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Maybe once.
I have.
Maybe once. Because you get out
the
way.
You know why I remember? I'm going to tell you why I remember. There's a poster in the kids' room at my mom's house of me swatting Yao Ming going inside.
Really? Jalen, Carmelo Anthony signed a non-guaranteed contract with the Blazers, and they have now guaranteed that contract. They did not have to do so until January, but they preemptively signed the player of the week, Carmelo Anthony, to a guaranteed contract for the rest of the season. My question for you is this moving forward. He said this is not a farewell tour. Do you think he plays professional basketball next season?
I do. And Melo's on his Jeezy. He went from old school Chevys to drop top Porsches. And what do I mean by that? In an era where four or five people are surrounding the 3-point line and only shoot from long range, you notice on those clips, jab, one dribble, layup. Jab, one dribble, baseline. Jab, one dribble, to the middle. The art of the mid-range is not lost from a throwback scorer like Carmelo Anthony. This is not a farewell tour. He's going to play more seasons.
Yes, he will. Just okay is never okay. Whether we're talking about your wireless network or your college football. So on Saturday morning, when you're looking for a game to watch, we know you're all in on your team, but after that, don't settle for just an okay matchup. Do what I do. Find the best game that's going on with the best teams and the best players. Like choosing a wireless network. You want to go with America's best network. That's AT&T. Just like the best of the best of college football, you can never settle for just okay. Whether you're trying to coordinate who's painting their chest with what letter and where the tailgate is going down or where your tickets are, just okay is not okay, especially when it comes to your wireless network. So get AT&T, America's best network, and stay on top of your game all season long. Jalen Rose, we have some huge games in the NFL on Sunday, and none is bigger than this one in the AFC. The Ravens will go on the road to travel into Buffalo to play the Bills. Jalen, I'm done sleeping on the Bills. I'm 100% in on this Bills team. And you know who slept on the most? Josh Allen. Josh Allen has been playing really well this season. He's got 8 rushing touchdowns, only 8 interceptions. Jalen, is Josh Allen the franchise quarterback of the Buffalo Bills?
I'm going to say yes. And those 8 touchdowns, get ready for this, are more than Lamar Jackson has.
Ooh.
Just think about that for a second.
Ooh.
Who's on the other side? So I agree with you. And Brown is a slept-on receiver that continuously finds ways to get open and make plays, and they have a stout defense. But on the other side, you know I'm all Ravens all day. I need to get to go watch one of those games and see Lamar up close and personal, throwing it to Andrews down the seam, Mark Ingram with big trust, watching Tucker make big-time kicks, my guys Humphreys and Thomas in the secondary. So, again, I'm going to give you 2 stats to watch for.
Okay.
Time of possession and rush yards. I think if one team is able to win both of those categories, they win this football game.
Jalen, I'm not afraid to do it. I'm picking the Bills in this one. I got the Bills winning this one. I'm all in on the Bills Mafia. It's in Buffalo. It's on the road. People are prepared for them. You saw that Thanksgiving game when they played the Cowboys. You know what they do? They don't turn the ball over that much. They don't give up big plays. They're just a good, solid football team that plays four quarters of football, and they're going to beat the Ravens. They're going to beat the Ravens. Remember, I said it. Remember that face that you made right there. We're going to play this back. We always play back when your predictions come right. We always play back whenever I'm wrong. We're going to play this one back on Monday. I'm going to be right about it.
Hold on.
No.
I ain't even tripping off your prediction. Now, however, I do believe the Ravens gonna win, but I just went crazy when you said, when they beat the Cowboys? Like, that's
how they beat the
like
Cowboys.
Like, that's the team?
It's how they beat the Cowboys. It's how they did it, not just that they did it.
Oh,
they
no, it was really on national TV. Got it. It was on national TV.
There is so much focus on the Ravens in the AFC. They clearly look like the best team in the AFC, but they've got the same exact record as the New England Patriots. And everyone's counting out the Patriots. The Patriots have not looked good lately, but the Chiefs travel into Foxborough to play this Patriot team that just hasn't looked like itself, especially on offense. Can the Patriots get it together at home against the Chiefs and look like an offense that can move the ball?
So this is the tale of two teams that, while they have extreme talent in certain spots, in particular for the Patriots defensively and for the Chiefs offensively, anytime you have Patrick Mahomes, they both have holes. And I've talked to you all year about me not trusting consistently KC's run game. And on the other side, for everybody that hasn't been paying attention, the Pats know that Tom Brady is 42. They knew that they let Jimmy Garoppolo go. They knew they let Jacoby Brissett go. And you know what happened when those guys left? They won the Super Bowl! So it was worth it! So now all of a sudden, you gotta reallocate those assets to protect your old quarterback. So you put the D in place led by Gilmore. But you know what isn't taking place that should have? Sony Michel. He was supposed to be a three down bell cow type of back to go with White and give them that ground and pound type of deal, and then White can be out of the backfield catching and lining up like a receiver. I haven't seen a dominant Sony Michel.
Nope.
And also, when we talk about the Pats' weapons, you know they took a wide receiver in the first round this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know they took a wide receiver in the first round this year. And he went ahead of DK Metcalf, who Russell Wilson finds ways to throw him the football. So it's going to be interesting to see if they're able to create some balance. I want to see which one of these teams can establish the run, because it's question marks in both backfields.
It seems like the Patriots every game try to establish a run early and then just get away from it in the second possession. They always try in the first, that first drive, then they just go right away from it, and then Tom Brady starts throwing it to people. You know what bothers me so much about the Patriots, Jalen Rose? They got a Jacoby that's not performing. They got a Jacoby that's not performing. Sure, he spells his name with a K, but come on, Jacoby. You're gonna be my namesake. You gotta perform. When Tom Brady points, you gotta go where he's pointing. Come on, Jacoby. Get it together. When you see Tom Brady point, you go the direction he points in. It's not that complicated.
He wouldn't be the first Jacoby not to be able to follow directions or give effort when it was needed.
Well, the 49ers are also 10-2, and they go on the road to play the Saints. Can the 49ers defense hold down this Saints offense?
I think for the Saints, playing at home is always crucial. They're a different football team. They have Drew Brees back after returning from a couple of games being injured. Nobody puts up more receptions at wide receiver than Michael Thomas. Mm-hmm. But you know who I need to see play like he did last year? It's Alvin Kamara. Here's a guy that, coming into this year, what you see from Christian McCaffrey, what you see from a lot of the top backs, we felt like we was going to see from him. But he's not playing to that level consistently. He's dealt with some injury. If they could get him going against a vulnerable defense against the run 49ers, I think that gives them a chance. Because we know the 49ers going to run the football. You know how much I like that they run. It don't matter who back there. Mozart, as I was calling him, because he's playing beautiful music. I know I'm messing up his name.
Mostert, yeah.
Tevin Coleman. It don't matter.
Check, they going to run the football. Fullback.
Exactly. And then when they can't do that, right to Kittle. Right to Sanders. So that's what I'm looking forward to see in this matchup of high power NFC powers. This could be a preview of the NFC championship.
This is going to be a really good game. Definitely two of the best teams in the NFC. Obviously there's some others that need to be considered, but this will be a good one. And I love the fact that we just got a new nickname for him. Mozart. I'm not calling him Mostert ever again. He is Mozart from this day forward. That is a boss move. And now it is time for soft move or boss move. So Pablo Escobar has a brother named Roberto, and Roberto used to be the accountant for his cartel, but he has since moved on. He's now trying to disrupt a new industry. He's coming out with a phone that's foldable that has his brother's initials on the back, P.E. Jalen Rose, soft move or boss move, having a Pablo Escobar phone.
So you know I watch a lot of gangster movies.
I know you
do. And on television, I watch a lot of America's Most Evil, and I watch a lot of gangster tales. And when I see the names Pablo Escobar on the screen, can I pun on this topic?
Yeah, for real. I don't want to talk about it either. It just makes me nervous. Like, I don't want his phone. Yeah, that means Escobar's be listening to my conversations. Like, I'm just scared. Like, I don't even want to talk about Escobar. Let's move on. Let's go to break, Tom. What we discuss on this show is so important to you. You care so much about it. And we tailored a segment just for you. It's called Keep It Moving. I'll bring up a topic if you want to discuss it. You say hit the brakes. If not, me, you and Mecha Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose? First up, Odell Beckham Jr. had something interesting to say about his future.
The brakes.
When asked about his future in Cleveland, he said, quote, "No one knows what the future holds like tomorrow. I couldn't tell you what's going to happen." Jalen, why doesn't this man just commit to the Browns? You're on the Browns. Just be on the Browns.
So when you get a chance, I want you to look at the passer ratings of some of the quarterbacks around the NFL. And when you get down to around 30, you're going to see Baker Mayfield.
You see Baker right there.
When you get a chance, I want you to look at some of the coaches standing on the sidelines in the NFL. And then rate Freddie Kitchens amongst that group. I know on paper, so many people were ready to crown the Cleveland Browns because they won the offseason and they got so many commercials and they have so much talent at the skill position. But you know what they did not have? That attitude to hit you in the mouth like the Pittsburgh Steelers do. And those teams are polar opposites. Odell is there now. He realizes that this may or should not be his future. So, of course, he's not going to commit, especially after living in New York for all of those years and losing. Now he's living in Cleveland and losing? Oh, man, he like, I need to figure this out.
You know it's bad when you're Odell Beckham and you're lying in bed at night. You're like, I wish I still had Eli Manning as my quarterback. You know it's bad. You know it's bad when you're wishing you still had Eli Manning throwing you the football. Moving on, we have an update on Tua Tagovailoa. Keep moving, hit the brakes.
Let me see. The last time I saw him, he had a bloody nose and he couldn't walk, a busted hip, and right now he's on crutches. Get that money, young man. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, Pac-12 championship tonight on Friday Night Football. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm happy that Utah's in the conversation. While this game is happening on ABC, I'll be on NBA Countdown with a fresh cut and a fresh suit. So make sure you flip back and forth. Keep it moving.
All right.
Keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, big game for the Michigan Wolverines.
Hit the brakes!
They play Iowa at 6:30, the first conference game for each one of those teams. How big is this game for your Michigan Wolverines?
It's a huge game because not only did Juwan Howard get a chance to coach his first Big Ten game as the leader of the program, my brother Kevin and his wife Gina gonna be at the game. So I know they gonna represent. Absolutely. And I've got a secret for you, Jacoby.
What's that?
I don't know how many times Michigan have played Iowa first in their Big Ten tilts, but let me tell you one time that it did happen. Early 1992. I'm late for practice playing John Madden football with Macy Edward Christopher Weber. And all of a sudden we show up to practice and they've already started the film session. Coach Fisher was not happy with me. He was so not happy with me that I did not start that game. It was the only game in my career I did not start. And I want to give everyone a lesson for perseverance. Not only is that the only game I did not start, it's my career high in college. 34 points.
I have a follow-up question. Did he start Chris?
Because when we got to the arena, well, first off, he was better than me. So, yes,
that's why you started
he
Chris.
Probably was going to start anyway.
He's like, Jalen, you're going to see, we'll make an example out of you, but Chris, we need you in the game, number four.
Correct, number one. But see, number two, when we got to the arena, he ran back straight to the film session. I felt like I was going to go up there and throw on my practice gear and then run in there. So I justified what you just said for the coaching staff. We're going to play the number one player in the country and a guy that's going number one in the draft. But you, Jalen? Oh, no, you come sit over
you're
here.
You're getting disciplined. You're getting disciplined.
I love Coach Fisher and Coach Dutcher and Coach Watson.
We have some LaMelo Ball news. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes!
Unfortunately, we do not have any LaMelo Ball triple-double highlights because this Saturday he's been ruled out of the game because of a foot injury that he suffered while practicing. Jalen, could this hurt his draft stock?
It's not going to hurt his draft stock, but what kind of is head scratching for me is I need to talk to their coaching staff and teach them something.
What's that?
When you got a guy his age playing against grown men getting triple-doubles, he shouldn't be getting hurt in practice. He should not be getting hurt in practice. He should not be getting hurt in practice. In the game, but not in practice.
It's also kind of curious. How do you know he's not going to play on Saturday on Wednesday? You know what I mean? Like, let's give him a chance to get better. He's a young man. LaMelo, we'll always be looking out for you. Jalen and Jacoby's always going to be the home for all of your LaMelo Ball updates. Moving on, the Yankees might buy themselves another pitching arm. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The one thing I love about baseball is that they don't have a salary cap.
Mm-mm.
But the thing I hate about baseball is only two or three teams always buying rosters.
Yep.
I am not surprised that the Yankees are a part of this conversation with the Dodgers and sometimes the Cubs and sometimes the Red Sox. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, I have some bad news about one of your favorite food items. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Oh, you got to hit the brakes.
So Jalen always says that he doesn't eat fried foods, but every single time I go out to lunch with him, he orders well-done crispy French fries, and he eats them all by himself. And he asks me, like, I'm supposed to share them with him, but I say I'm going to share them, and then I don't, and he eats them all. But we have bad news. There's been bad weather. There's been a weak potato harvest, which could endanger. There could be a shortage of French fries. Jalen, how concerned are you about French fry shortage?
I'm not concerned because let me tell you one of the things that I do as Chef Tell when I'm in the kitchen.
What's that?
I go old school. I peel potatoes, buy a sack, peel them, slice them. Either I can cut them like fries. I cut them like silver dollars, depending on what day it is. So I got the versatility to buy a sack if needed.
Just chilling. There's not a shortage of French fries. There's a shortage of potatoes. You understand that French fries come from potatoes, correct?
Here's what I understand.
Okay.
There are people like McDonald's, for example, that buy fries that are already cooked, basically, and already cut.
Okay.
So do you mean the pre-made?
Jalen, I'm going to say something that not a lot of people say. I believe in the Los Angeles Rams. I believe in Sean McVay. I believe in Jared Goff. And I believe that when they host the Seahawks on Sunday, that they're going to win the game. Jalen, I think the Rams are going to make the playoffs. I think the Rams are going to make some noise in the playoffs. That's right.
What sneakily has happened for the Rams is they're getting Todd Gurley more touches. I understand where you're going with that. When you have Aaron Donald on the defensive line, you have Jalen Ramsey in the secondary. I get where you're going with that. Jared Goff balled last week.
Yes, he did.
But I think this is the week for Jadeveon Clowney. That's what I believe. I think this is his blow-up week where he get 2.5 sacks and he pops somebody's helmet off. And Bobby Wagner in the middle with KJ Wright. That Seattle defense has always been stout. And I haven't even mentioned Russell Wilson.
No.
And they're two-headed monster at running back. And you know how much I love teams that run the ball with more than one guy. And they got Carson. They got Penny. Both of them may get 100 scrimmage yards. That's going to be a tough prediction, Jacoby.
Jalen, the Lions are trash. I mean, they're terrible. So instead of talking about them playing in Minnesota against the Vikings, what college quarterback do we want? We want Joe Burrow. You want Jalen Hurts. you looking to Chase. You know, maybe Jake Fromm, Tua Tagovailoa. You know, what who are we trying to draft?
So I have two players on my radar. Matthew Stafford has dealt with some injuries this year, and obviously he's not getting any younger. So if you go quarterback, I need Tua. Because he has time to recover from his injury and learn under Matthew Stafford, and you don't have to rush him out there. If you go on defense, give me Chase Young.
We
need that young pass rusher.
We have a big fight in Saudi Arabia. I do not bet on sports, but if I did, I would bet everything on Anthony Joshua in a big bounce back matchup against Ruiz. Jalen Rose, does Ruiz have any chance of winning this fight?
I don't think he has much of a chance for that fight in Saudi Arabia. But here's what I will say. Anthony Joshua versus Wilder next? Oh, man, that's going to be must-see TV. We got to go check that out.
There are things that we can talk about on the podcast we can't talk about on the TV show. It is now time for the podcast exclusive. And, Jalen, you got countdown tonight. What time is the haircut?
The haircut is like 1:30. I got to get there a little bit early, 5 o'clock meeting. Basically be on TV from 7 to 8. We have two games tonight, so I'll get there like 4 and I'll get off at like 12:15 a.m.
See, here's the problem. The rest of us, we start drinking right after work on Friday. But your work doesn't end on Friday until Saturday. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny?
You don't work on Friday until Saturday.
Friday has become the day where I can't have beverages.
I know. That's too bad. That's too bad. But you know what? I look forward to watching you. I'll be having one for us. I'll be watching you. I've got the Wild's Geist holiday party tonight. Very excited about that. And here, I have a warning for everybody. Listen, everybody. This is the holiday party season. And let me tell you something. These people are not your friends. They're your colleagues. These people are not your friends. They're your colleagues. You cannot drink around them like they're your friends. They're your colleagues. They might seem like your friends. They might act like your friends. They might be very close to you. But you have a professional relationship with these human beings. Be very safe at your holiday parties. All I got to say about that.
All facts. Says the person who's having a holiday party on Saturday and 50% of the people from his job.
That's not true. You don't know who's coming. You haven't seen the guest list. You haven't seen the RSVPs. You haven't seen any of that, Jay. And don't be talking about my parties on wax. That's a friend party.
You can't say that on wax to the people and then have a holiday party with 40% coworkers.
All right. When you're there, you're going to look around and I'm going to say probably 10% of the people will be from work. Maybe 10. Probably less than 10. I know you're just scared. You don't want people from work there. First thing I asked, I was like, I'm just having a party. We're having some people over. It's a little holiday celebration. Decorate the tree. Got a bunch of kids. Jen goes, we got people from work coming? Are people from work coming? That's the first thing you said.
You can't give me a rule. You can't give me a rule and then turn around and put me in a position to violate it. You just got finished telling the people into a microphone, don't be the person at the holiday party celebrating with colleagues like they're your friends, but then you have a party full of colleagues and invite me and I'm your friend and I'm going to have beverages just like
That's
you
incorrect.
Are.
There's probably 3 or 4 people from work coming and there's going to be 50 people there. So what percentage is that, Jalen Rose? 7%? 7%?
We'll see.
Okay. We'll see. You ain't coming anyway. I know you.
You know, you're talking. When it comes to Saturday and Sunday, Jalen always talk about, oh, I'm coming down. I'm going to see the kids. I'm going to come to the crib. Why don't you come up to my crib? Let's watch a game together. Let's go to the Ravens game. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do this. Let's do that. But when it comes down to actually doing something, Jalen ain't there. That's the way it always goes.
Well, I got to play. I got to give you a dirty, not so secret. You
like
just said
beat,
why. I don't get off work Friday night until Saturday morning.
Listen. I got three little kids. The last thing I want to hear about is someone complaining about not getting enough rest. I don't sleep. I literally don't sleep. Chloe peed the bed last night. Two nights ago, Chloe just woke up and just got into our bed.
I have to say this, and it's really important. You have an amazing family. You're a great dad, a great husband. You have awesome kids. But the issues you talk about usually are personal. The ones I talk about are professional.
Oh, please.
I have personal issues as well. I just don't always talk about them.
Oh, so you don't want me to reveal to the people how I really feel? You don't want to open up and for our fans? Is that what you want? You don't want that? You don't want to let the fans behind the curtain on our personal lives and what's happening? And just, I think some of the closest relationships I have in my whole entire life are people I've never met before. People listen to this pod every day. You know more about my life if you listen to this pod every day than if you're one of my best friends. That's just a fact.
Let's go behind the curtain. My mother, Jeannie Rose, is doing really well. She's gotten 5 chemotherapies under her belt. She may have to do 6 or 7. She's doing a terrific job with her radiations Tuesday through Friday.
Mm.
My older brother, Bill, got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He has 1 or 2 chemos in the books. He's doing really well. Family is bonded together. Shout out to Reg DeLedge and his mom. I know she's going through her chemos and her cancer. Sending my prayers and love to you, Reg, and your family. And so, that's real spill.
That's real life. We can talk about the Cowboys.
That's real.
We can talk about Nikola Jokic, but that's real life. Right. Big shout to Bill and Jeannie Rose, Reg DeLedge's mom. You know, cancer's, if you don't have cancer, you haven't had cancer, it doesn't mean it's not part of your life. It's affected literally every family in the whole entire world. And it is, unless you've been through it, you don't really know what it is, but it is a struggle and it takes everybody in the family to get through it, not just the person affected.
Yes. Well said. Shout to my niece Tanae, my nephew Troy, my brother Kev, my sister Tam, everybody banding together to make sure that my mom gets to and from her treatment and the house gets held down so that my 102-year-old grandmother has somebody there to support.
She's holding down the family now. 102, when's her birthday?
No doubt. August 1st.
August 1st. She's going to be 103 years old. Wow. Wow.
Yes. And what's really fortunate is she still has her motor skills. So she's having a conversation with my daughter, asking her questions like, so what are you going to major in? It's not like she just sitting there and not able to kick it with us. And that's so very awesome to get that knowledge and get that wisdom. I was talking to her the other day about the unfortunate 50-year anniversary of the slain Fred Hampton, who was basically killed by the feds in Chicago. And he was an activist. He was really outspoken. He was birthed from an extension of the Black Panthers. And so those are the kind of conversations that I have with her. And
amazing.
She can tell me back to times when we weren't using vehicles and we were basically using cable cars. And as now we watch everything on TV, listening to the gathering around, listening to the radio, because everybody on the block didn't have one. Those type of stories.
That's crazy. I mean, to think 102 years on this earth, like Prohibition, the Depression, the Roaring 20s, Jim Crow laws, segregation, all of that, just living through all of that. Man, if I'm 100 years old, I'm going to be alive and 2078. Definitely gonna have aliens by then. Definitely gonna have aliens.
Definitely gonna happen.
I know, but just think about this as a dynamic. As a human being that's fortunate enough to live through all of those times and being able to tell stories about when she was walking down the street and saw a white person, basically it was against the law for her not to cross the street.
Wow.
You know, or drinking from colored water fountains in less than sanitary situations, not being able to eat in certain restaurants, not being able to have any buying power. So now you think about, like, we always talk about credit scores and stuff like that. Imagine not being able to purchase anything.
It's crazy. Absolutely insane.
So she's the best. I love her very much. She's the matriarch, the leader of the family. And thank you, everybody. During Jimmy V week at ESPN, coincidentally, rest in peace to the late, great Jimmy V and Stuart Scott and anybody out there directly or indirectly affected by cancer. And it's real in the field.
It is so real in the field. Make sure you keep those closest to you, close to you during the holiday season. It's time for us to get the people what they want. Got to give the people.